Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Hey, Paul.
Yes?
Is it happy hour somewhere?
Must be.
I feel happy today because I'm going to get a massage, I'm told.
What? There you go. You just basically
blurted it right out.
That's how excited he is, right?
That's great.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, it's midday. It's midweek. And
I'm in the middle of my life,
and it's we're declaring it happy hour at 12 o'clock on Wednesday on
what
the May 31st.
All this stuff you got more people in here. Last week, a couple weeks ago, I thought we set the record. I think today we're going to beat the record here. Today.
Well, so just
our studio
to be serious for a minute. Right? We always talk about it's quality of life and wellness and so forth and so on. And part of being well is being kind of content and happy. And we're going to get very happy today. So
okay, I like
so,
that.
So in the studio today, I have two people that have been very supportive, and one of them is a good buddy of mine who has been listening from day one. He's actually the first person to ever comment on the show about a year or so ago and was very complimentary about what we're doing here. So I don't
he
know.
He just wanted to get on.
He was either trying to just get on or maybe he was just listening to another show. I don't know exactly. But Scott Duncan, my buddy Scott Duncan, president of Spa Gregory's, great spot. Most people know about here in South in Orange County. And
how many locations?
How many right now, Scott?
We have two locations, one in Newport Beach and one in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Yeah, I've seen the one in Rancho because I live near there. I live in the area around there.
Have you been inside?
No, you kidding me? That's what we could talk about today. Hell no, I would never go in one of these
places. Wow, you've been window shopping. I've never gone into.
Seen it. I look at all these places, but I'm a guy from the Midwest. Somebody's going to touch me and massage me? No way.
Well, we actually brought the spa to you, Paul.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's how serious we were about breaking you out of your comfort zone, right? I mean, I think he mentioned it.
Months ago.
We talked about it. You called in, Scott, I think, right? And
yes.
We were talking, and we discovered that Paul has never had a massage.
No.
So
I actually did. I had to go back and think. I did do one once. And you know what? Because years ago, I was going through some problems and difficulty. I was having panic attacks and all this stuff. So I went to a therapist, and she said, "You are so uptight." She said, you know, no wonder you have panic attacks. So you're like,
nobody listening to the show for a year knows that.
Tight and touch. Yeah, right. I talk about all my problems on the show here. And she said, go get a massage. And I'm like, ooh, a massage. I don't know. So she said, well, yeah, it might relax you. Just get a little relaxed. Don't worry about life so much. You're going to be in control of everything. I said, that's what I was taught to be. Guys are in control. From the minute you wake up, it's crisis time. I'm captain of the ship. And then
you guys should see the look on his face while he's even explaining that, right? He's about
bulging.
Like,
he looks scared.
He looks scared.
I look scared.
Yeah.
So she had me go to a massage. And
I think he's nervous about getting this massage, Scott. What do you think?
So
I'm going to keep talking. Maybe it'll go
he's
away.
He's making me nervous.
So I go through the whole thing, and the massage therapist said, I don't think you know what it's like to relax. I think your muscles and your neck and your back have been so tight for so long, you think that's normal.
This is the normal state.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
You know what's unfortunate about that is I think a lot of people walking around are exactly in that same spot. And I think our modern life, if you want to call it that, is getting so hectic and so on all the time, so wired all the time.
Particularly since we have these devices. Everybody's got their smartphones out. So even when I'm not working, I'm working. Even when I'm not working, I'm worrying about something tomorrow or a bill or this, it's always around me.
Right. And we talk about this. I mean, Scott and I have known each other for a number of years, and, we happen to be in the spa industry, him as a provider, me as a designer, and we talk about this. We talk about how this isn't just a pampering. This is not just a luxury item. It's actually a very important way to basically maintain a regimen of wellness throughout your normal daily life. Basically, I think just like you would go in for a regular checkup, there should be in your mind certain times that you go in for that, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's deep tissue, whatever type that it may be, and to be honest, get off the treadmill for the quote-unquote treadmill for, what, an hour, you know, an hour and a half, and just basically give to yourself. Because when you don't do that...
The treadmill as in the squirrel running around
squirrel,
the
yeah,
cage.
The right. image that I just saw when you were explaining what you were doing over there.
Yeah.
Because when you don't... When you don't recharge those batteries, when you don't put back into your the bank of you, then you don't have enough to give
Ooh,
to anybody else around
you.
You.
I like that.
Yeah.
What? But and I'm sure we'll discuss this today. But I think, and this is what we've talked about, I think there are three images in my head, and I suspect most of my buddies, friends, neighbors share at least one of these images of massage.
Paul is 60, by the way, so factor this through.
I'm old. I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Number one. I don't want anybody touching me. As free as I was as a hippie, I still didn't want. I grew up in the Midwest. My dad and I never hugged. Men don't touch each other. And I especially don't want a man massaging me. Oh, that's might be a little, I don't want to say the word gay, but it's a little strange for me here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want anybody touching me. Or if they are going to touch me, then I have the wrong impression. Ooh, this is a massage. I go down to the seedy part of town, and yeah, it says blinking sign, massage, and that means something other than massage.
Which is, how interesting is that from somebody who is a... You know, chased the band, ran a radio station in college,
things, yeah.
You did all kinds of wild things, baby boomer, you know, Woodstock, yeah, 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 and you basically still have that kind
Isn't
of
hang-ups
yeah. hang a little
that
bit.
Hang-up, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my hang-up, man. I got a hang-up. So it's either...
I love the how you just snuck in man in there.
Man,
actually.
Hey, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Power to the people.
I got a hang-up, man. Made the hang-up sound cool and not a problem.
That's right. So it was either... It was either, I don't know if I want to be touched, or it was either tawdry and a code word for something else. Or, and I think many cities still see it that way. I know they have ordinances and stuff. We've talked about this on massage. And
yeah, it's unfortunate, I think. But and
I went through that when I set up a billiard club. I set up a billiard club, and I saw it as an old pool room. And immediately there were these laws in the books from the 20s, you know, saying pool rooms are gambling and awful and dens of iniquity.
Well,
trouble,
you know, you keep
friend.
Talking like this, it's going to start sounding like prohibition, which makes it even more difficult than for our next guest, the other guest that's in the room with us today to even be here, you know.
So the third image, I'll just get this one out, is if it's not the two, then it is...
Boy,
expensive.
This is really therapy for
it's
him.
It's expensive. It's something only the rich and well do. It's not for average Joes like me.
Which I mean, Scott, how do you even have that happen? I mean, for first-time goers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that especially with a male guest on their first-time visit, they need to get acclimated. But after the first service, whether it is a massage or a facial, they see the benefit. They see how that changes their life and the dynamic of reducing their stress. But before we go anywhere, it sounds like Paul's a little touch-deprived. And I think... we need to start off by having maybe Angel Brazil, one of our greatest massage therapists in South Orange County.
And no,
Angel,
she's not
you
in
start
the
him off with just giving him a hug?
Or, yeah,
just give him a little hug, you know? Get him through that little point there.
Yes.
Nice girl.
All right, there
yeah,
you go.
That's strange.
Okay.
It's even that strange.
Okay.
Hugging
so we'll get him into it.
And actually, you guys can't see this because Paul... You know, we were experimenting with live feeds on YouTube, and for
yes.
some, you know, reason,
that
he found an excuse for why the cameras were not on today, right?
That's right.
So,
that doesn't work.
You guys can see that. But, yeah, you were a little uncomfortable there when she was hugging you.
I do not go up and just hug. In the Midwest, you do not go up and just hug people or touch
people. We need to take him to one of these ice bus shows, man.
We did lots
just,
of hugs.
And just,
yeah.
just release him in the expo hall.
That's right.
Years ago, I did work for a company called Dayrunner, and they were really hippies, and they used to all hug each other before meetings. I was horrified. I was like, oh, my God, you're all going to touch and hug each
wow,
other.
Seriously? A baby boomer just said that hippies hug each other, and I was uncomfortable with that?
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to be. I thought I was a hippie. I thought I was fun and loose, but then all this stuff comes out from your upbringing, you know, this good Midwest things you don't do.
I think, you know, the fact that, you know, Karen is here with Spa Girl Cocktails, I think we're just going to get you really loose today.
That's what I need.
Right. Because you know, Midwest values, isn't that like a two martini lunch or something?
Three martini lunch.
Okay, yeah. And it's noon, so, you know, you're good. But, Karen, say hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here.
And what's the genesis of this, what we're going to taste here? How did you create this, and what did you create?
You're going to be okay with drinking something that says girl on it, right? Spa girl.
Oh, I got no problem with that.
He's already loosening up.
Yeah.
No, the whole concept was...
We've got to get you closer to the mic there.
The whole concept was spa water, the water you drink at spas.
Uh-huh.
Cucumber, lightly infused. And I thought, wow, let's take the water out and put vodka in it.
Oh, woman after my own heart.
And make really beautiful, lovely, refreshing, all-natural martinis.
Which you know, when I was preparing for the show, we were like, well, how are we going to tie this in? Like, how, you know, here we are, bunch of people in a small room. In Costa Mesa,
we're going to drink. Right? We're going to touch.
It's noon,
this is going to be kind of weird.
and we're going to get massaged in our chairs and drink cocktails, right?
This might talk
wellness.
This might be the actual every week show here. This might be our weekly show here.
Wow, he's really warming up to this, isn't he? Very quick. All inhibitions are gone now. But no, you know, we talk about wellness.
I don't have to get naked.
We talk about
to get naked? Do you have to get naked when you get a massage? There's this actually serious. Because I did,
Scott.
She suggested I get naked. I'm like, no. I'm not going to get naked.
No. So it's whatever your modesty level is. I mean, when you're having a treatment at Spa Gregory's or most spas in the country, you go into the treatment with your comfort level. And a lot of guests do disrobe, but you are fully covered and draped. The therapist, of course, knows how to drape you professionally to where you're always, the integrity and the modesty is always in check. But some people are a little more uncomfortable, and they do leave their undergarments on, which is absolutely fine as well.
Right. So in preparation, they said I was going to get a massage this week. I went and got... I feel like I'm one of those old women from the 1920s wearing the bathing suit that's completely covering you.
You didn't get waxed.
Never. I got sweatpants and a shirt on because I thought, okay, that's about as naked as I'm going to get.
For somebody like Paul, though, I would recommend leaving all of his undergarments on and all of his garments, period, on.
Yeah.
Let's start with that, all right?
And a little armor suit. It's funny because I've been to, like, Black's Beach. I've been to nude beaches. I got no problem with that. But when I get a massage, something. All that stuff kicks in from childhood here.
I'm setting up a therapist as a guest for the next show.
Well, your wife says I just only do this show to work out my
own
issues.
My wife was a counselor by profession. Yes, she says that pretty much this is Paul's therapy session. And I should be charging him.
Yes, exactly.
Vice versa.
Exactly.
So let's talk about Spa Girl a little bit, okay? Because I think, again, like I was saying, we're like, well, how's this going to connect with wellness? And mm-hmm. Scott and I... I'm just going to come out and say it, right? Okay. We like to indulge every once in a while. Responsibly. Wouldn't you say responsibly?
Not often.
You're not 90% of the time.
You're not adverse to having a little...
I do.
Yeah. And so, you know, the occasional cigar, the occasional cocktail, and then another one after that. But I really believe that when you deny yourself... I mean, everything in moderation, of course, but when you deny yourself some of the things that to some... are vices, if you will. Some people may call them vices. That you're not really treating yourself. And if it's something you enjoy and it's something that you get some sense of wellness, of, you know, quality of life from, then you should do that. And mm-hmm. So the whole purpose of the show, actually, we want it to be disruptors. We want it to talk about wellness from a different perspective. Life is very serious. We all face really serious stuff all the time. Whether it be illness, you know, you get older, you're dealing with, you know, we talk about it on the show all the time, you're dealing with parents and certain realities that change, whether you're becoming a caregiver or something. And you don't take that time for yourself. You don't take that time for yourself in the morning.
Absolutely.
You don't take it in the afternoon. I know one gentleman who's a landscape architect, a friend of mine, Ted Hannigan, and he basically has a set time every week that he goes and sits in
drunk.
His backyard.
No.
Well, he's one of your clan. He's he goes and he sits in the backyard. And he basically has a meditation zone that he sets up.
Wow.
Time, date, it's on his calendar every week. And he partakes in whatever it is that, you know, libation of choice that
right.
day. So,
and you know what, that's an interesting point because we had somebody on one of our other shows just the other day. I wish I could remember her name off the top of my head, but I don't. I'm sure she'll tweet in and tell me. And she ran corporate wellness programs for big companies. So she comes in and helps you set up a corporate wellness thing. And she said the big misconception is they think it's just weight loss. So it's the biggest loser. And she said that's not wellness.
Well, it's not one size fits all.
Yeah, it's not just lose a bunch of weight. So people wouldn't have a drink or they wouldn't do other things because
they
think that doesn't fit into weight loss. Weight loss is denial. And you're saying... No, indulge yourself, enjoy things, whatever it takes for you to relax and unwind.
Well, look, I mean, I was reading a book by Dr. Perlmutter called Brain Grain, okay,
and
in preparation for my moderating a panel on dementia,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it talked about that we've been sold a bill of goods on this low fat kind of diet that mm-hmm. you know we actually need some fat in our diet, and in this particular case, he was making. it's a stretch, but he was making the connection between lack of fat in your system and the brain stems basically literally drying up where they form plaque. And so therefore there was a and he was connecting it with insulin and diabetes and pancreatic.
You know, there's this whole paleo diet movement where you're supposed to eat like a caveman.
Like a caveman.
Right.
And that your body was not used to basically having fruit every day, that you had fruit when their season ripened the fruit and they were in season, and, you know, and things like that. So we talk about this sort of, you know, it goes against the grain, excuse the pun, but it goes against the grain of some of the stuff that we've been programmed to believe. And it's the same thing, I think, with wellness. You know, get your exercise in. You got to, you know, basically live in the gym almost. You know, get every minute in. You know, drink all this water. Well, I think global wellness, and we go back to Global Wellness Day, which is what we are leading up to here in on the 11th of June, is global wellness actually has, and it's globalwellnessday.org, and Global Wellness Day has a manifesto, and it's very, in fact, it's
kind of, I like manifestos. Manifesto. That sounds like a hippie kind of thing.
You're like,
My Manifesto.
Well, this is a really radical manifesto.
Okay.
Drink water.
Ooh.
Eat organic food.
Ooh.
Okay. Don't use plastic bottles.
Yeah, nobody has plastic in. Everybody brought glasses.
You know, have a family meal.
Oh,
around the family table, right? Sleep before 10 o'clock. That's my hardest one. I can't do that.
Me too. Yeah.
Right. But these are what it's trying to do in my mind is it's trying to remind you that regimented care of self is actually a good thing. And if that means pour me a drink, great. But you know what? I was reading an article that I found very interesting. It actually said, you know, healthy cocktails might seem as an oxymoron, right? But if you actually are selective in what it is that you are drinking, having organic bases, natural flavors, you know, not skip the soda kind of thing, right? Those are kind of, you're taking care of yourself, but you're also partaking in something that you enjoy. And
you know
that is part of wellness.
What else fits into is the artisanal food. Is that how you say it? To be an artisan in the way you grow your food and locally grown food and all that. People are taking great care in preparing food again to be natural and going through the functions of growing it and preparing it.
Oh, no pesticides, how you fertilize.
And the other one is craft cocktails. I love this craft cocktail movement where it takes 10 minutes to make this thing with fruit and infusions and things in it, and you get this fruit. Because I'm only going to drink one or two of them. I can't drink like I once did.
So, Karen, what you didn't know is that Paul has another side. Okay.
Multi-side.
Paul actually used to own
a bar, yeah. Kelly McHugh's in Mission Viejo. We had a couple of them. And we used to do, this is back in the 80s again, so we were trying
Irishman, I mean, you
could
own a bar, right?
And the idea was that, one, it was a place people could go hang out, like the old pubs of old, where everybody's disconnected or divorced or telecommuting or whatever, we're not connected. And we were really trying to sit down, don't just sit and pound some shots or beers or whatever, although some people would do that. We were really trying to promote the idea of craft cocktails. There's a story behind it. There's great care that goes into it. You can't get this anywhere else. Microbrewed beers, single malt whiskeys, craft cocktails. And that really, we were kind of at the forefront of that. That's now become accepted lore in bars because people have changed their habits.
And in terms of quality of life, for some people, partaking in that little glass of wine in the evening or something, that is a part of where they anchor themselves and kind of reconnect. Maybe it's a shared experience.
Well, and like she's saying with this stuff. So if you're only going to have people don't drink as much as you used to. That's a fact. Although young people are trying to defy that. But as you get older, most people slow down.
We're going to try to defy that here.
Okay.
Today.
Well, whatever it is. And so the theory is if you're only going to have one or two, then it really can taste good. If you're just drinking to get drunk, then anything will do. But if you're really tasting
it, you're selective.
Then you can afford more because you're only going to have one or two. You can afford to pay more for it, and you can afford to be more discriminate. And there is, surprisingly, taste to cocktails. It isn't just a way to get bombed. Here,
Scott, I can't remember. Is it rye? What or bourbon? Mm. Or what's your favorite?
Well, my
single malt or what?
My favorite now is bourbon, but I think that has a little bit to do with you. A couple months ago at one of our iConnection events, you treated me to a nice, really nice bourbon.
Yeah.
And so that has become
my
favorite.
We're bringing back Manhattans and drinks like that that my parents used to drink.
But you used to be what, single malt before?
I used to be a rum and coke guy.
A rum and coke guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah. So I used to drink single malt.
I still have a bunch of them.
And it was one of those, you know, you treat yourself on a rare occasion. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I enjoy a cigar, but it's not something I'm basically chain smoking every day.
Right.
And it's really, there's a social aspect to it, too. It's a shared experience when it really has that sort of that
and you
layer
enjoy,
of meaning.
You take time to do it. If you're going to spend that kind of money for a single malt whiskey, it might run you $20 or something here, then don't just gulp it down. This is something you're going to do, and you're going to share, and you're going to learn about it, and you're going to cultivate a taste for it, and you're going to share it with others.
Right. And so with that being said, I want to just...
You're saying massage is going to be like this? I'm going to cultivate a taste
believe
for this?
Actually, believe it or not, yes. Because to Scott's point, I think when you first go in, what's the number one thing that first-timers would ask for?
Oh, always a one-hour massage. Usually a deep tissue, one-hour massage. And that's, I think, the baseline for how a spa brings wellness to somebody's life. It creates a baseline so people can go out there and indulge. They can enjoy their life on different levels, but the spa is always there to be a baseline of wellness. I brought with me today Amanda Conley. She's our spa director out of the Newport Beach location.
Say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
And she looks so Irish. She's got the dark hair. I can't see if she has blue eyes, but I'm assuming she does.
Brown eyes. Irish.
Looks very Irish.
And Amanda has her own manifesto of health, nutrition, and wellness. She's been a great influence on a lot of our staff over the last 3 years. Also, we have, as I mentioned earlier...
if you said she was a bad influence.
She's been a bad influence on our staff here. There have been times. But,
just a few.
But just a few, yes. And then Angel Brazil, who's with us, one of our massage therapists, we have her here to talk a little bit as well about oncology massage and that part
That's
of wellness.
I've never heard of. We got to get into that.
So Amanda, start us off. What is your manifesto of wellness?
So, you know, I think I have kind of a traditional approach to wellness. I studied nutrition, so of course I'm really passionate about what I eat. And everything you were saying, I certainly try to get exercise in daily. But to me, wellness is really just taking the time for yourself. Taking the time to make choices that make you feel healthier, happier. So naturally for me, that's certainly spa services.
Mm-hmm.
I found spa because I've always suffered with high anxiety and migraines. So for me, that's how I found massage and fell in love. And 10 years later, in the industry and love it. But wellness to me, really, again, it's just taking that time to nurture yourself.
Well, and taking the time to find out what it is that nurtures
Absolutely.
You too, because like we've said earlier, you know, it is not a one size fits all. And what may work for you may not necessarily work for me, but that's okay. You know, you just take the time to do that. And, of course, you'll probably start off with what most people would, like what Scott was saying, you know, it's that deep tissue. But then you may realize, well, yeah, you know, I don't really want that. I want some
more focused work. Is there anything other than that? Give me the different types of massage. I thought that's it. Come in, deep tissue, that's massage.
Yeah, well, we have multiple types of massages. But I think also part of what we try to cultivate and create at Spa Gregory's is the environment. I think that lends to the wellness and relaxation when a guest comes in. If somebody were to come in, just get a massage and leave, it's a quite different experience than coming in, getting a robe, getting to that dim environment with the nice music, going to the quiet room, getting yourself a spa girl cocktail without the vodka, which would be our orange cucumber water, and just relaxing and enjoying the environment. We have meditation stations so people could unwind and relax. So it goes beyond just the specific treatment, if you will. Some people love getting their feet worked on. They love getting pedicures, and that relaxes them. Some people would rather get a massage. Some people a facial. Some people love it all. Like Amanda, I think, is one that loves it all, you know. So relaxation is definitely up to
you. She looks like a girl that loves it all.
Yeah, that she
she really does.
It's up to I don't know.
You have met. You're all reading into this. Yeah. I just think you've met Paul, right? Just loves it all.
He tripped me up on that one. Yeah, so I suppose it is up to interpretation.
There's a nice shade of red on Scott's face right now.
Can I ask you two questions that might sound silly, but I never heard of water infused with cucumber until I started, and all of a sudden I see it everywhere. Restaurants do it. I was at some other business and they had water with cucumber, infused water available. I was at an event the other night and they had infused water there. When did infusing water with some sort of flavor become hot and why do it? Is it just because it tastes good or is there a benefit to this?
I mean, I think that it's a great way to sneak getting more water into your diet. I mean, the goal is always, of course, I think everyone could drink more water.
Absolutely.
And if it tastes good and it's infused, you know, it's just an easier way to slip it in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when that started, but I see it everywhere now.
I don't remember not having, I mean, it's not something that I did all the time, but it was, you know, water with lemon or a slice of lemon or something. I mean, maybe it's a Mediterranean thing, you know, with the little citrus in there, has always been around.
But think of it. Most restaurants, if you go to a chain, if you go to
California, you'd be lucky if you get a glass of water.
Yeah, California Pizza Kitchen. I go there periodically, and you always have to ask for water, of course, because they're trying to be conservative. I get that. And I always have to ask for a lime or a lemon or something, because otherwise it's just bringing a plop glass of water. So I don't think it's, in our culture, I don't think infusing it was always part of it.
But drinking water is kind of interesting, right? Because society-wise, and especially when you've got so much pressure on, you know, consuming other things, sodas, things of that nature. Yeah. Water is not necessarily something that is pushed, right?
Sodas dehydrate you, don't you, if you drink that because they have salt and stuff in it? Is that
probably? Yeah.
You think you're going to get going to kill your thirst, and you're still thirsty, which is why they want you to be. So you drink four more or something here.
Absolutely.
Well, drinking water. I mean, when you go on some sort of food regimen, drinking water is something they tell you should always drink a lot of water during the day, right? Because many times when you think you are hungry, you're actually not hungry, you're actually thirsty.
I found that out too,
right?
You know, right. All right, so that's one.
I'm getting more thirsty, but as more.
And the other, we're going to get to that in 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes to the break. The other one is the quiet room. When I did go to a massage place, and I don't remember what chain or what place it was at, they had a quiet room. I'd never heard of such a thing before, and I thought, well, this is really dumb. I got to go sit in the room like I'm a bad kid and sit there for a couple of minutes, and let's just get it over with. I got things to do. Let's get the massage done. I got to go. And that was so weird, but in a good way, to sit in a room by myself with absolutely, it was soundproof, and I don't think I'd ever really been, other than
were
studios.
Were the walls padded?
They were
sure it was actually a quiet
and there was
room.
A lock on the door. And no, but it really was super, super quiet. I don't know if yours are like that. It was, other than being in a recording studio, which has that same ambiance usually, this one doesn't because we don't have the walls covered with all that stuff. But a true recording studio has that where you could hear a pin drop.
So let me ask you something. You just said something, and it always happens on this show.
Yes.
Something will trigger something else, right? So here's an interesting thing for you. It's called a quiet room, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to a child when you basically
give them time out, put them in quiet. Yeah.
Okay, time out. Mm-hmm. Time out from what? See, time out of getting off the treadmill.
But I saw it as a punishment, not as a positive.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we call them quiet rooms. And they are basically time out, but it's time out that you actually relish in your busy life. And to Scott's point, I think it is the experience. I mean, whenever we design spas, and I go through a lot of stuff that where people have done it and it doesn't have this element, I always believe that, when you park your car, even if it's a day spa or resort spa, in most cases people don't have the time to go spend 2 days basically finding themselves. They need to get it done in an hour and a half or whatever. And it's getting shorter and shorter. But the minute you get out of your car, there has to be things that either organically or subconsciously or even manipulatively, cause you to change state of being, right? So we do it through changing the direction of a corridor, walking through a space as an adjunct space in preparation for something else. And those quiet rooms are actually super critical to provide that change of state, because you can go in, right, and there are places like this, right? You walk out of your car into the massage room.
Like getting your hair cut.
You change in the massage room. You basically get your massage. You put your clothes back on. And then, you know, so in some cases you have to schlep God knows how long, basically, before you get back into your car, which is a total disaster. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what was the point? Right.
All the while I'm looking at my smartphone
and
my email.
Well, and believe it or not, actually that happens. That's not the case with Spa Gregor's by any stretch of the imagination. But I think if you really care about a person's well-being, when you provide services and products, the how you provide it, the experience you build around it is equally important to the brand.
So do you have to build one of those Wi-Fi blockers in there so they physically can't use their devices? Does that sound silly?
Well, that's kind of the unfortunate part. But as you know, Rod, I mean, you designed the Rancho Santa Margarita location. Yeah. And that journey alone, I think some people would anticipate that it would be more convenient for a client to walk in, into the quiet room most immediately. But I think that journey to distance the front desk to the quiet room
right.
creates kind of a thoughtful journey for our guest.
Yep.
And yes, Paul, to your point, as you referred to the timeout for the children, is you do have the quiet room is a suggestion to our guests, obviously, and but you see those people who get down there, they're very mindful of it. They do want to really disconnect, get off the wheel. And then you also see the other type, you know, that are in there with their cell phones doing
right.
work while they're in between services. That's a little bit hard to control. But again, we're giving suggestions on how mm-hmm. to live a bit of a more well lifestyle.
I wonder if we took the pockets off the robes, if that would...
We do. We sew the pockets of our robes up.
So you can't put anything in them.
Well, yeah, and specifically because right. of that, because people do leave yeah. things behind in the pockets of yeah. the robes, and then it's a research project for days. So
who knew you have to take a journey to get off the grid? You got to, just like you do on a vacation. My dad used to say he would take a week vacation, took him 3 or 4 days just to wind down, and then the vacation's almost over, and he got a day or two, and then he has to go back to work. And
well, we've talked about this. I can't remember the actual term, but I remember when I was looking into some of this stuff, found out that actually Bill Gates takes a week every year.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's just completely off the grid. And it's not necessarily where he's going somewhere. He could actually be in his pajamas in his own home, but that week, and they have actually supposedly tracked it to a lot of the innovations that happen in Microsoft come out of the result of that after that period. They just kind of line up after that period because he gets the chance to basically mentally refile everything in its right order and basically get his the clutter out of his head and all this stuff. And more people are doing that. And we all, regardless of socioeconomic levels, regardless of what, I think in one way or the other, need to find that, to Amanda's point, need to find that wellness, that thing that works for us, because if we make that part of our regimen, that 5 minutes in the morning
yeah.
to yourself before, you know, in the quietness of, you know, whatever, lock the door, give yourself that 5 minutes, it sets the whole pace of your whole day, and it affects everything and anybody that you connect with.
Now, oddly enough, when I was a performer a million years ago, a lot of performers do that. You don't just stand off on stage and then go out to be an actor, musician, or whatever. You go somewhere and sort of get your head into this, whether it's in the dressing room or backstage or outside. I see many musicians and actors and whatnot walk away from everybody to sort of mentally get yourself, or sports people too, before you're going to
get in the zone.
Get in the zone, exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't get in the zone. We're taught that when the alarm goes off, it's showtime, and we're supposed to immediately perform.
Well, and I touched on it a minute ago, but I'm going to specifically point this to Scott because I know it's something that you've been dealing with, you know, in your family, you know, where in the midst of all your busy demands on your time and all the constant stuff of running a business in two locations, your dad, your husband, and you're dealing with some medical issues in your family right now that basically add that extra layer of demand on you and stress. So I know you have been trying to work through some stuff. I mean, whether I don't know if it was accidental that you came to this sort of another layer of wellness for you or not.
Yeah, well, you know, to that point,
I'm being cryptic, I know, but
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so my wife, she was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago. She had a reoccurrence after a double mastectomy. She had several surgeries, I think 13, 14 surgeries, and then just was diagnosed again last year. Had to go again in the same location and had to do the radiation chemotherapy. So yeah, it certainly has been a challenging road in terms of her experience in the last 5 years, which creates that demand on the family and a little bit of that strain, certainly.
For sure.
And, you know, but we like seeing things from the optimistic viewpoint, and I think and that did happen to me. I'm always looking for an avenue to vent my frustrations or stress or just, you know, get away, work out, whatever the case is. And, you know, Amanda introduced me recently to the cycling, and I have, as you know, Rod, Karen Mano, she's one of the personal trainers that I work with now on the cycling. That helps me vent a great deal. And one of the things that I've started doing is writing lyrics, writing songs. And
how cool is that?
Yeah, why I did, I don't know. It was one night I got up.
Had you been a musician before?
No, nothing like that. I don't sing. I just woke up one night, and it's kind of, to me, reminiscent of the movie Forrest Gump, where he just gets up and starts running for no odd reason.
Yes, right.
I think I just kind of did that subconsciously to vent. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to the other, and I started writing lyrics, mm-hmm. and I've been connecting with musicians and getting some of the songs recorded. And, you know, obviously the next step is looking for a publisher, obviously. But this has turned into something I'm very passionate about, and I think that's where relaxation mm-hmm. Comes from, is passion. You have to have passion for what you're doing in life, day in and day out. It's a journey. The last 5 years have been tough, and you've got to find ways to vent and get rid of that energy.
How fascinating is that, to be open,
wow.
to be open
that's,
to seeing you got, where
that's
the road
the most unique
takes
thing
you.
I've heard in several years of doing
that
this.
That it just, something happens and you just pursue it, but it's actually
lyrics.
Coming out of, yeah, turning into something that you're dealing with that is stressful or whatever, and this is sort of a venue.
I'm going to write
venture.
Japanese haiku poetry or something, even though I'm not Japanese. I'm just going to wake up one day and say, this is what I'm going to do.
So that's fascinating. So how... If you were to put a time frame on when you started to write,
I actually started the end of last year, so the beginning of this year, basically.
Fascinating.
And I'm not going to lie, that evening when I started writing, it had I think it had something to do with Spa Girl cocktail, possibly. You know, possibly. I'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
And
Karen, I think you need to sign up some royalties out of those songs. Yeah.
Oh, and, baby, I love my Spa Girl cocktail.
And it started with a Spa Girl, and yes, I do love Spa Girl cocktail, and started with Spa Girl cocktail, and then my laptop, and from January I've written approximately 60 songs.
Wow.
And I have,
that's pretty prolific. That's amazing.
And I, my
you're
goal,
the Brill building.
Yeah.
Don't look that one up. You're the Brill building, where they used to write all the hit songs in the 60s. Yeah.
And I made some really great co-writers that I work with, one locally here, which is a dear friend of mine, Santiago Godinez, and then obviously we're going to be listening to a song that was recorded by Arvid Nielsen, who is another co-writer I connect with as well. So again, it's just become a passion and a really a great way for me to vent that stress.
So let's play a song.
Perfect timing. Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of that, Paul.
Well, and this will take us into the break, and we'll come back out and we'll have a cocktail and a massage and a lot more. We're going to loosen up here on OC Talk Radio. We're going to let it all hang out.
What's
here.
The song called, Scott?
It is called Adorable. The premise behind the song is when you meet somebody just really special and you're really passionate about them, it doesn't matter what they do. Everything is adorable. It doesn't matter if they have these quirky traits or not. And that was the premise of this particular
song.
That's
the way I felt when I met Rod.
That's
yeah,
just
like,
adorable.
Yeah, I felt the same way with Rod.
That's just really adorable.
He had all these quirky traits.
Yeah, you guys are very adorable.
Yeah, Rod, this song was written for you.
Wow.
Here we go.
The sexy strut in your walk, the country ball in your talk is adorable to me. The way your hips dance and flow and how your lips tell me no is adorable to me. You're adorable, that's all I see. You could be the best thing that ever happened to me. You're adorable when you rock the floor in the Kentucky moonlight, makes me want you more. I wanna kick it back with you, wanna sip it with you. You're adorable to me.
If you are like the majority of Americans, you want to continue living in a familiar environment throughout your maturing years. In fact, according to many surveys, 82% of homeowners overwhelmingly prefer to age in place, which means living in their current homes safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age or ability level. With over 30 years of combined experience in residential, commercial, hospitality, and destination resorts fields, Your Home for a Lifetime is a company dedicated to empowering you to maintain your quality of life and independence by helping you make your house your home for a lifetime. Do you want to reorganize or remodel your home? Do you want to add a full bathroom and possibly a bedroom on the main floor? Are you looking to make your kitchen more functional? Is an aging parent moving in, or your child is moving out, or even moving back in? Call Your Home for a Lifetime at 949-492-1872 or check them out on the web at yourhomeforalifetime.com and find out how they can help you make your house your home for a lifetime.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
Wow, we're back.
What? Sorry. Oh, I had a cucumber in my mouth. What?
Who's this? We got somebody else who joined us.
Yes, indeed. This is Ed Jordan, and I'm lucky to be the president and CEO of Spa Girl Cocktails.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Ed. So
you don't sound like a girl.
No, actually, my voice, I'm pretty sure, gives me away.
How did you get into Spa Girl and why?
I was lucky enough to come across Karen, and she invited me to join her in this quest. So, I'm here we are. We have embarked on this journey, and we're now into it a year and a half. And
where is Spa Girl sold? Where do we find it?
Well, you will find it in several outlets. It's a good question. We are into, as of this morning, we're in 51 different locations in L.A., Orange County.
Are these bars, retail locations, whatnot?
They're both retail and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We're, for instance, at Canaletto's in Fashion Island. We're in Chow Pasta in San Juan Capistrano. And we are in the four or five of the top liquor stores in the L.A., Orange County, and Palm Springs.
What am I drinking here? You're getting me drunk already here. No, this is wonderful. So what is it that I have in
What have
hand?
You poured us, Karen? Yeah.
This is the Spa Martini, Spa Girl cocktails.
Wow.
It's a cucumber-based, and it's lovely.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Spa Girl? Like, how did it come about? What made you go down this path, other than you said it was inspired by spa water?
Truly it was. And I thought, my goodness, what if somebody could really make a lovely, higher proof, all natural, low calorie, gluten free martini? And here we are.
Is this higher proof than normal? Is this on the higher end of alcohol proof, or is this lower?
No. This would be exactly what it would be if you ordered a martini in a bar.
Okay, all right. So because you said higher proof, I didn't know. Or you just mean higher quality or something, or?
Both.
Okay. All right.
Have you tasted it, Paul?
I haven't, because it's really. What I'm surprised, it's very balanced.
Yeah.
It's not too many of the frou-frou, maybe that's a bad word to use, but the infused vodkas and stuff here, you see, they're just so overwhelmingly that you get a vodka,
exactly.
A vanilla vodka, and all I taste is vanilla.
Exactly.
I don't taste any of the alcohol. And one of my common complaints about vodka is vodka has a very subtle taste to it, mm-hmm. that should be there. It shouldn't just be grain spirits in the back of some other taste, some other note, as they say.
Well, I wish you guys could taste this. I mean, it really is.
Come on over. We got room.
It's exactly what Paul just described. And that hint of cucumber, it's fantastic. And you have other flavors.
But you can still taste the alcohol in a very subtle way.
Yes,
and that's
can.
Not something I taste in a lot of other infused cocktails or infused vodkas.
Yes, and that was very important, too, because, we are what we call an ultra-premium vodka cocktail, and there are so many different craft cocktails out now, but we we just felt that there was something there that wasn't being offered.
That's true.
And
that's interesting you say, because many of the infused, as the bartenders say, the frou-frou stuff is not the ultra premium stuff. It's there just because the girls want to taste to it or something. It's popular, but it's not the super, super premiums tend to shy away from any infusions or tastes or whatever.
That's true. But I think what makes us so fantastic is that we're an under 100 calorie martini that's all natural. We're sweetened with sugar cane, but just enough to,
taste that sugar cane. That's it. That's the taste that's there. It's not the fake kind of, because real vodka has a real flavor to it. Potato vodka or other sorts of hereditary or vodkas that were made for centuries. Vodka today mostly is just grain spirits, in my opinion, with a little bit of taste dropped into it.
And if I could add to that as well, I think with infused drinks or vodkas, a lot of times it has a very synthetic, odd taste to it. This absolutely tastes like orange cucumber water at Spa Gregory's. You know, the cucumber is absolutely on point. It's not overdone, and it's delicious.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Another reason why I thought it was so important to offer a vodka martini like this is because many times you do go to bars, and I'm guilty. I'll order a pear martini, and they'll bring one, and it's a little sweet. Oh, I wonder how many calories I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. I get another one, and it's nothing like the first one. And I'm here I am. I have no idea what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
This, you can go back and you can have one, two, or three martinis. You know exactly how many calories. You know it's gluten-free. Mm-hmm. It's all natural.
Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the appeals of vodka, not only that it mixes with everything, but that it's historically been a lower alcohol, lower calorie count, which is why so many, and you can put little sweet things it'll absorb other flavors, unlike a whiskey or something. You couldn't put cucumbers in whiskey.
Well, that consistency, Karen, that you're talking about, I mean, when was the event at Spa Gregory's where Spa Girl was featured last?
Yeah, that was
at
that
event.
About a month and a half ago. Yep.
Let me just say, coming clean, that I had more than one.
I want to have more than one. Can I get some more here?
It was definitely...
Is it two different types?
I'm going to pour you.
The pear. Oh, wait till you try this one.
Wow, the cucumber is really good.
But the cool thing about it is absolutely there was a consistency. And it was a clean consistency.
It doesn't taste like you just put a syrup in there.
No.
Just have that fake syrupy, sugary, fake taste to it that so many infuse. I'm not a fan of infused cocktails, unless they're really infused, you know, they'll actually put them in a jar and put fruit in
and I'll tell you something else, Karen. I didn't share this with you before. I mean, I am not a vodka drinker.
I'm not either.
I started off doing vodka martinis, and then I very quickly switched to gin martinis a long time ago.
Me too. You were not a vodka drinker before.
That's where I was going at. Okay. I was not correct. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate
before.
The correction. But yes,
before
Spa Girl cocktails and vodka, I really wasn't. And it was for the same things we've been talking about here in the last few minutes. I found it kind of chemically. It wasn't really, it was strong, but didn't really have any sophisticated flavor to it.
No depth to it. One note, and that's it. You get it.
I remember a restaurant that was on Von. Help me out, Scott. Here it was a while back. It was on Von Carmen. It was like Bistro, something or the other on Von Carmen, Costa Mesa, and they closed down. But it was a restaurant over there by the what is now El Fornayo. It was on the other side, and they used to have, from the day one they opened, they had a big vat right on the bar. And it was basically pineapples.
Infused.
Yeah, that's how they would infuse. Right? Mm-hmm. That was when infusion started in our bar years ago. We would actually put it, and we'd put real fruit and everything at a different way.
So for me as an interior designer, I was like, oh, wow, this is a cool little oversized thing with pineapples in it. And I like pineapples. And I remember I had one sip of that, and I never ordered that again.
Because so what is the second one we're having here? What's the second one?
This is pear. And this is really just the nose alone. I wish you could smell them because they're so light and refreshing.
And it also doesn't have the syrupy. I thought it would taste syrupy like pear syrup. As opposed to a real pear, this has almost another flavor. I mean, I know when you have a really good fresh pear, it almost has another peppery, bitter something. I don't know. There's some other flavor in there I can't identify. But it doesn't just taste sweet. You know what I'm saying?
So sweet. Which one do you prefer, Paul? Can you even make a choice?
I would have said the first one, the cucumber one. Maybe it's because I'm more familiar. But this one's kind of grown on me because there is a really very sophisticated taste of pear.
Though it's a softer flavor, and you would think for a guy it wouldn't really have an appeal. But that's exactly the same experience I had when I tried them at Spa Gregory's.
Hmm. You know, when people ask me what flavor I prefer, my answer is yes.
Yes. That's not
I'm
fair.
So glad you joined
what
us.
What is Amanda? Amanda likes them all. We know that. Amanda likes them all. Likes it all. So
She's smiling.
Always smiling. I was just going to share, too, that as we talked about earlier, the handcrafted artisan cocktails, it's no secret with my group of friends that I'm definitely a fan. Mm-hmm. But what I love about Spa Girl is handcrafted cocktails, like you said, Paul, can take 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
And this is like literally right out of the bottle. It tastes like a handcrafted artisan cocktail. So it has become my new go-to for
oh,
sure.
Thank you. And that's it. It's you serve it cold. And what's really lovely is that if you add a garnish, and I brought a couple mm-hmm. things here, if you just put a strawberry or a raspberry or a cherry, it takes on a whole different flavor. You could put basil and mm-hmm. Ginger. So it's really a wonderful option.
Well, you were serving the pear with the strawberries that evening, and it really does complement it very nicely.
Very subtle.
Yeah.
And the problem for most one do-it-yourself kind of drink. I've had the margarita in a glass or something, or margarita in a bottle. You know, it's one. It's already made. You just pour it out, and you've got an instant margarita. They never taste like real margaritas. They never taste good.
Okay, so while we're sitting here enjoying our libations,
yes.
Thank you, Karen and Ed, mm-hmm. for that. Is really amazing stuff. You guys need to go get yourself a bottle of Spa Girl. We'll, and before we go, you can tell them where they can get that stuff, or what if they can buy from your website.
You know where
Scott, I want to talk.
Can I just tell you one thing we're going to do right now? I've just made an executive decision as executive producer of the radio station here. This show's going to go long today.
Oh, it is.
I just decided that right now. This show is going to be an extended version. This is the EP version.
Would you say that you're pretty relaxed and mellow right now, Paul?
I'm feeling better. You know, and I don't feel high or anything, but I feel there is something about this that makes you slow down to taste it. And maybe we were in our quiet room, we were talking here, and then we didn't just jump in to start. I don't know why people just do shots and stuff. I know you want to get hired.
It's amazing the nuggets that come out of the mouth of people that try something for the first time, right? Just, it makes you slow down and taste it.
Yeah.
I think we need to write that down. I mean, that's it right there, you know?
Food. Why do we all have fast food? I don't even know what I've eaten. I eat it so fast.
And I think Paul wants to extend the show today because he hasn't even received his massage.
Well, I'm looking at him saying 5-minute massage.
That's why I asked him if he was relaxed and mellow. Because I'm going to put him in your hands, Scott.
We're going to go another 20, 30 minutes here. I'm just telling you.
So we have with us Angel Brazil. She is one of our amazing massage therapists.
Say hi to everybody. Come on over here and say hi.
Hi, everybody. Happy massage day.
Is this massage day today? Oh,
It is now.
Okay.
And Angel is...
She's going to do a massage right here on me. So she's got to stand because she's going to do a massage.
It's really funny. Ed is being a gentleman, stepped out of his chair to give her a chance to sit down. And Paul's like, no.
Yeah. No,
I'm getting a massage
over there.
Paul, the time has come.
All right, so this is I'll say this is my first massage.
If anybody's listening, go to our Facebook page for the show. I'm about to post a picture of Paul. Paul, turn around.
Be gentle on me.
Perfect.
This is my...
Just took a deep breath and let it out, and that's exactly how...
Well, because I had to say to myself, okay, I'm really here with a group of people. I don't know that I really want to do this. And so, all right, let's just go with it.
We're going with... Fully clothed massage in a chair.
No, we're not. We're totally naked.
So the great thing about Angel as well is she is a oncology trained massage therapist.
And she's hot. She's really hot. No, I'm just
going to start the pounding.
Okay, all right. Now, tell me about it. I never heard of such a thing, that a massage is good for cancer, for oncology.
Yeah, well, we'll let Angel address that when she's done rubbing you down a little bit. But, yes, we at Spa Gregory started an organization back in 2003.
And for my wife, this is just for experimental purposes only. I'm just doing this to play along.
Back, neck, and shoulders, my friend. Back, neck, and shoulders. It's everybody's target zone.
So we started an organization called Greet the Day, which takes good care of the cancer community in terms of massages, facials, complimentary spa days. And with that, Greet the Day has evolved into providing training for massage therapists and personal care providers in terms of doing a very safe massage for people experiencing cancer. So there's an extensive training that they provide. And we'll let Angel definitely talk to that point when she's finished over there.
Yeah.
But Paul, you're feeding live streaming live on Facebook, by the way.
Am I? Okay, good. My friends are laughing so hard to think that I'm getting a massage. And I know who you are, all of you. They're going to listen to this live or later. And you should be here because this is really pretty nice. Why have I ever fought this?
The therapist who once upon a time worked on you previously was correct in that you've got a lot of stress and tension in your upper body.
Mm-hmm. I can feel
and,
it, yeah.
Doesn't it feel good to let it go a little bit?
You know what it made me do? The minute you started doing this, I don't know why, but I took a deep breath. Again, I went, oh. There was something instantly, and I don't do that very often during the day. I don't know why we're all trained. I was certainly trained. My father was a big corporate executive. You got to put on your armor, and you got to be ready to fight all day long.
Yeah, that's about letting your guard down a little bit.
Yeah, letting your guard down, exactly.
And that's okay. So now I know your hair is a work of art. But I would like to ask your permission. Is it okay if I touch your hair?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Massage?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna take my. I got to. I just.
You're right. You're
okay.
Right. I can work around your clothing. I can work around.
Wow, she's really good. Scalp massage with the headset on.
No, you're doing something in the back of my neck here, right below my ears. Wow, that's just wonderful.
Be careful, Paul. She's done that to me several times, and I don't know if you've seen the top of my head.
I wore it right off.
It wore right off.
So there is actually a lot of tension that people hold in their scalp. There's a lot of muscles in the scalp. The scalp is very nervy, and it's just the money zone. That's where everybody loves the massage. Am I right, Paul?
Yeah. I would have never thought. I don't think anybody saw massaged my scalp before.
But I think he's going to agree to pretty much anything you tell him right now.
Is that true whether you have any hair or not?
We're going to... Yeah, right. Exactly.
Absolutely no problem.
This show's going to go on all day, folks. We're not stopping this show. Cancel everything in the afternoon.
So to give you a little bit of information about oncology massage, which we offer at Spa Gregory's, oncology massage and oncology facial treatments are for anyone with a history of cancer or who is currently in treatment. So if you are in some stage of recovery or are in fact in treatment, what we want people to know is that as part of your wellness plan, you can receive a nurturing, beneficial oncology massage or facial, so long as
it's provided. And how does it different than a normal massage? What makes it an oncology massage?
An oncology massage is a therapist who is trained to recognize the clinical considerations that the cancer-affected client is undergoing at any given time.
And what does that mean? They're more sore or they're weaker? Or?
It means they are having some kind of treatment that is affecting how I'm going to modify their massage or their facial. So if they're in chemo, they may have fragile skin. They may have low blood cell counts. They may have any type of metastasis. So there's a whole range of things that we as oncology-trained therapists know how to acquire the information about what's going on with the client and how to modify the treatment into a safe one and a nurturing and beneficial.
Now, I'm assuming what you're doing right now is not sort of random. You're going in some sort of pattern here.
Just feeling it, my friend. Just feeling it.
Just feeling it. Fine. And what are you feeling for? What are you feeling for? Knots or tension or part that's real tough?
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
We do that.
Because people would say, you got all these knots, and then start working on it.
Well, I do notice that you use your arms a lot. You talk with your arms and hands.
Yes, I'm Irish.
And so that's where we go. I go to where you...
If you held my arms, I couldn't talk.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in your arms and hands, and that also relates to the back, neck, and shoulders. So that's what we targeted today.
Where do you think he carries his stress?
I would say the arms and hands are kind of a big one for him.
My upper neck is always sore, and my lower back is often sore.
Well, that was a very subtle hint there, Paul.
We're just going to dig right
in. Can I get
in
some
there?
Work on my shoulders, please?
And is this one of those things where it's no pain, no gain? Is it good if I feel pain? I don't feel pain, but part of me says, well, go for it, you know?
But I tell people every day, it's not a no pain, no gain thing. You can have a perfectly effective and beneficial massage without having to limp out of the room.
Because I've had other people say to me, I don't want to do it because it hurts too much. It felt good, but, I ached for days.
Yeah. Doesn't have to. If that's how a client likes their massage, certainly we can go there. But it doesn't have to be that way. How are you feeling?
I'm in love.
Do you feel better?
Sorry, dear, I'm not coming home.
Do you feel better than you did when I started?
Yes, no, absolutely.
Have I hurt you?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to hurt you? Or?
Yes, mistress. Do I have a safe word I can yell at?
Do you want me to bring the pain?
You can do it as hard as you want to do. I'm open to anything here.
Where's your spa girl cocktail?
I just refilled it.
You want me to do everything here?
Let's see. There you go. Full experience.
I'm living the good life. I'm going to start writing lyrics here.
This okay, really.
Why does this feel
you're
like?
Adorable, by the way.
Why does this not feel like something I should allow myself to do on a regular basis? Why
I want to know. I want to know how many radio shows like this you've done.
We do them every week. We trick people every week. No, we've never done this.
Are you
ever.
Still having a mental block against allowing yourself?
He's not here.
No, I'm not
he's
here.
Not here at
I'm
all.
On another
are
planet.
You, are you still with us, Paul?
You know, I will say another thing. I feel a little clearer. Which is odd. I've had a couple little slight sips here, an ounce or two, and I feel like my brain is opening up a little bit. Does this help your thought process?
Body, mind, spirit connection.
So, all right. We're in a big office building here. We happen to be in a thing called Tech Space Center, where there's lots of tech companies here, several floors of us here. Why isn't there built into Tech Space Center or any office building a bar at the base and a massage therapy room, quiet room, any of that? None of these things that you talk about have been incorporated into businesses. Maybe the cool ones like Google or something, but the general businesses, no. You're supposed to work in a cubicle and without light for long periods of time
right.
and deny yourself anything. Just block out any feeling and focus on the work at hand.
Well, I think you raise a very good point because, in fact, those kind of companies do have it, and it actually speaks to it's kind of small, almost like smart business, to be honest. Because if you take care of your employees in that manner, if you're well, their wellness and well-being is actually part of your business philosophy, you not only will have more content and productive employees, but the level of loyalty that you have. So, I mean, you're walking the talk. You say, I care about you, but then you're also showing me how you care about
and the
me.
Level of productivity. Google right. supposedly did it because they're going to ask you to work in human hours. They want you to code around the clock. So if we're going to do that, we've got to feed you,
right.
we've got to massage you, we've got to take care of you, otherwise you'll burn out.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of companies, even though they don't have it on site, which is probably logistically a challenge for a lot of companies. They do provide, a lot of companies nowadays provide that as a benefit in terms of some insurance companies that now provide massages as a benefit, alternate modalities within the policy. So it's growing in terms of the company's understanding of productivity and wellness. And
so like, have you ever thought of doing this as a corporate benefit program where you go to corporations in the area, there's some big ones in South Orange County there, and you say, here, we'll give you a discount if you buy so many coupons, and you do this as part of your wellness. This isn't just a way to pamper your employees and reward them. This is a way that you tell them you got to use this because we want you to be healthier and more alert.
Yeah, and we actually started a corporate program several years ago, and the way that it works is we go through their human resources department, and we do provide a discounted rate for their employees during specific time frames. We also develop some lunchtime treatments as well in years past.
That would be wonderful. I would love to do this every day at lunch because I think it would wake me up. I have a tendency to get sleepy after lunch here. Maybe it's because you've eaten or something. Here.
Amanda, you want to add something to that?
And, you know, definitely there's some perks
that's good.
To
going.
Working in a spa, so I'm sure that I'm on the table at least, you know, once a week I try. But, definitely corporate wellness is really popular as well.
So even for us who are basically engaged and involved in this industry, we really have to make a concerted effort to actually walk the talk because we get busy as well.
Yeah,
right.
I think a lot of service providers specifically, we tend to be a little hypocritical in our approach. You know, we give the advice when they're on the table to take care of themselves, to believe in the wellness, but yet we neglect ourselves often more than anybody else outside of the industry. So it's kind of a weird paradigm that happens within the spa industry. So we do try to nurture that within our staff and creating that kind of a culture. But it is really difficult, especially on the management level. We manage spas. People think that it's a place to go to work and enjoy and relax. And quite frankly, hospitality is a challenging business to be in any respect. So I think the culture of the leadership teams within the spa are probably the most stressed out people you'll ever meet. Hence why we are always looking for avenues to de-stress, even outside of the spa realm.
Well, and we've talked about this.
Look at the people staring in through the studio here, looking at us as they're walking by.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can get them to actually
schedule
a massage at Spot Records or something. But no, I will say this. You know, we talk about that. When it comes to caregivers, we talk about caregiving on this show a lot, and we talk about taking care of seniors and stuff. Providing an environment of wellness, it sounds kind of like an interesting thing to say, could be a source of stress, right? That the people that are the providers of that environment also have to remember to go take care of themselves and step off that and basically give to themselves. So I'm curious, actually, Paul, first. Mm-hmm. Is
hello?
Are you still with us? Can you hear me, Paul? Paul, can you hear me?
Wow, I feel like I'm floating.
Okay, so what do you like? Scott said that he accidentally found himself writing lyrics, and that has provided him a venue for to vent kind of some of the stuff that he's dealing with in daily life and demands on him. What do you do, Paul? I'm curious. I mean, what do you do? When you find yourself there, what's the time that you give to yourself look like?
I don't.
Interesting.
I really don't. I get up and I go 100 miles an hour all day long. I come home, I crash, I get up, I do it over again. And the only sort of release I have is on the weekend. For me, it's my little grandson. We just have a ball and with him and playing with him and showing him all these things. And everything's new and exciting. But I don't do enough of this. I don't exercise, really. I don't watch what I eat. I eat when I can. You know, I'm violating lots of principles. And I'll tell you what's scary about it is the other day I have a 2-year-old grandson now. He's very demanding. You know, he gets up and he does go all day long. And I'm exhausted. And I thought, boy, am I that bad out of shape here?
Yeah.
I'm not overweight. I try and eat good. I don't eat crappy stuff. But because I don't eat regularly, I miss lunch, miss breakfast, whatever, go, 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 go. It's all about go.
Yeah.
I find that I can't handle that like I could 20 years ago or even 10 years ago.
Well, your grandparent is at the age of 60, right?
I mean,
that's the reality in your life. So I'm going to go around the room just really quick. Why don't we go around the room? I'm really curious about what people today are do for themselves. Like when you find
yourself every day
to get that self time, what do you do?
Well, I try to work out. I mean, I realize and to add what Paul said, unfortunately, we don't take the time to exercise, and consequently, that sedentary life leads to a lot of heart issues.
Yeah,
and I think for men, especially, I call it a Superman syndrome.
Yes.
You think you're Superman, you will live forever, you will never have any illness, and your body will be the same, which is not the case. So, to me, working out is an investment in the future. That's the way I look at it.
That's a great way of putting it. Right. Karen, what do you do?
I agree. I think working out is really important. I try, doesn't happen all the time, to do at least 5 miles, whether I'm walking, hiking, something to that nature.
Okay.
The other thing that really helps is having an outlet. So for me, I love to entertain,
uh-huh.
cook, make a beautiful dinner, set the table, enjoy, and have friends over.
Which is more effort, but still
fantastic.
Exactly. So like we were saying at the beginning, it's not a one-size-fits-all. What does wellness mean to you?
Yeah, dare I say, I think maybe Paul, who doesn't take much time from himself, I might be a little bit of a different generation than mm-hmm. he is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think,
you're like my daughter's age. I mean, you've got to be a millennial here or something, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm like right at the end of the millennial, but...
Right.
I'll take it.
Okay. So you're under 30.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I think my generation is really aware of taking time for themselves and caring for themselves. And so, as I mentioned, too, I've always been a little bit more on the higher anxiety side. So mm-hmm. I really do have to be mindful every single day about what I'm doing to kind of keep myself, grounded. And so for me, that's definitely cooking. I love cooking and baking and working out and just spending time with good friends.
But you said something, and in all seriousness, I think anxiety is the disease of modern societies. I think it's the most under-recognized disease because we are all motivated to go, to make money, to do things. We are constantly bombarded by stimulus, your generation more than mine. Mm-hmm. You can't get on an elevator without pulling out your smartphone. My daughter has to constantly be stimulated. Sometimes three or four times. She has her smartphone and the TV on and the radio and the computer and all this stuff. It's constant stimulation there. And I wonder how your generation ever slows down, ever turns it off.
Yeah, you know, I work, and it's funny.
Ooh, now, what are you doing now? You're doing some kind of, I smell something here, too.
Now you're getting aromatherapeutic treatment.
Wow. And that's, can I just say something? That is, I don't smell anything, hardly. Smell is such a rare scent. I never use my sense of smell.
You know, somewhere earlier you talked about engaging all of the senses in relaxation.
Yes.
And the visual of walking through that journey in the spa. So aromatherapy is part of that all-encompassing, using all of the senses to reach that state of relaxation.
And I went through a period where I was having anxiety attacks and stuff, and they talked about using scents as a way to de-stress yourself. And the other thing that struck me after I never paid much attention to my sense of smell. Partly I have a severely deviated septum, so I can't really smell very well. And I got hit by something when I was a kid, and I never fixed it. One of the things that sticks in your mind most in memories, I'm told, are scents, are smells. So if you smell something as a kid and you suddenly smell that again, perfume, food, something, a place, that will overwhelm you with memories. More that it'll trigger memories more than anything, even more than hearing something or seeing something.
You know, I'll tell you how dead on you are. When I was doing that dementia panel discussion at the KSM Care conference on aging, one of the things we were talking about is in relevance to dementia and memory loss is some of the new therapies that they're basically using right now. And one of them was actually aromatherapy and sense of smell. Because what they find is that people who have memory loss, short-term memory loss or otherwise, as they progress, one of the things that is the most core anchored programmed in their DNA is the sense of smell. And so some smells familiar to them from earlier in life, they may not be absolutely clear on why it's making them feel good, but they may actually, it may calm them down. It may trigger a calming effect. It may cause them to deal with whatever anxiety they're feeling at that moment, you know, which is very common with dementia patients. Disorientation. That basically anchors them, brings them kind of down.
Well, I'll give you another silly example since this is my therapy session. I get to unload. I grew up in Michigan. I've lost both of my parents several years ago. And out in the desert, I was out in the desert a while ago, and there's a place called a Detroit, I don't know, hot dogs or something. And they serve Detroit-style Coney Island, which was a particular type of hot dog, sort of like Dodger dogs are here, something that you could only get there. The smell of it was unlike anything I'd ever smelled. And so I stopped in, and I thought, okay, I'll try one of these things. I'm from Detroit. I haven't been there in a million years. And I thought, and I didn't remember really much about it. I remember they had them, but I couldn't really remember anything about them. I've been out here for 30 years. The minute I smelled that hot dog, I started weeping like a child. And she said, what's the matter? I said, I don't know. And it reminded me of going to the baseball game with, I'm going to start choking up, going to the baseball game with my dad or something. It reminded me of childhood. Over that smell hit me. And I thought, wow, where did this come from? I hadn't even thought about this in 30 years.
Well, and Scott, a few years ago, weren't there, they may still have them, part of the retail offerings at spas were these little canisters with sort of scented beads in them that you were supposed to, like, if you needed to take that moment to yourself, you like open this thing and just take a whiff of that lavender or whatever. And it was like, I think some of them were actually small enough that you either had them in your purse or in your jacket. It was just like almost like an escape pill for a split second. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of options in terms of aromatherapy, whether it's the diffusers. Yeah. But yeah, I think what you're referring to is some time back we used to have them branded. They were like little beads within a bag that you could put in your car that has a scented smell of our steam room, had that eucalyptus smell, so it could bring you back to that spa experience. So absolutely, the olfactory region obviously is a very powerful thing.
So, okay, I'm not... go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to go back to the point about what do you do to disconnect.
What do you do to disconnect?
For me, it kind of ties into the aromatherapy thing because I feel that a big part of the formula is getting out in nature. I did it yesterday. I took a scheduled day off to go to the beach with my dog. And I think that the smells of nature also really come in. We're talking about eucalyptus. We're talking about lavender. Mm-hmm. That's all nature.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have these memories that connect with the sense of smell, that can be something that comes out of nature as well.
We do a show on Fridays, a very heavy topic. It has sort of a lighthearted name, Grief Girl, but she does grief counseling. And these are people, their children have committed suicide, they're drug addict children, they're schizophrenic, just the worst of the worst. And people come in and tell these stories, and you're like, oh my God. And she has a regimen of things you do to break yourself out of grief, to get reconnected to the world. And one of them is exercise, and one of them is go back out into the world, into the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that, it doesn't make grief go away, but it makes it bearable, because it becomes overwhelming for many of these people.
And if I could add to that, because I think all of these suggestions are great ideas, and I try to do all of them myself. But to your point, Paul, is one thing that I've been focusing on, which in the spa industry we always preach this, is to stay in the moment and stay present.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. whether you're taking a hike, you're working out, you're cooking, whatever you're doing, a lot of people, I mean, I have this problem where I'm either thinking about what happened yesterday,
yeah.
or what I have to do tomorrow, and you're never really staying within the moment and enjoying the moment. You're always somewhere else.
Right.
And for me, when you talk about anxiety and stress, that's a big thing for me. And also, you know, surrounding yourself with people who have that positive attitude. I think a lot of times the culture anymore seems to be people love dwelling in negativity anymore. And that's something I've experienced a lot. It's crazy.
Whether it's the Kardashians or Donald Trump, it seems the whole world in every way, shape, or form seems to be about anxiety and fighting and screaming and shouting and negativity.
Yeah, so I mean that's one thing that I try myself every day is to try that think, speak, act positive mentality, as corny as it may be, have fun with life and try to pull yourself back to the present as often as you can.
I wish I could get back to the corniness. I was so turned off of that nature as a child, but now I love to get back to Leave It to Beaver Land, to Andy Griffith and Mayberry. The cornier the better here.
Because it's in your mind, whether it be true or not, there's a nostalgic sense of simplicity.
Yes.
A simpler time, a simpler,
and
less
a safe time.
And a safe
simple
time.
And safe, yeah.
And people think, I think a lot of people think that's not reality. I mean, that's not life. That's not real life. But the reality in my case is, that is, you create your own reality.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just because you're taking that path doesn't mean it's not a reality.
Well, that's where, you know, I think, what would we just touch on? We touch on simple and in the moment.
Oh, my God, she's taking my arms down.
We touched on, you know, that it's whatever works for you, right? And so, again, I think to kind of just bring it around a little bit, that's the thing with the Global Wellness Day thing, is that if you look at the steps, you go, what is this big, huge movement, and why is it getting so much attention?
Yeah.
And
on
why
its
is
own,
it
a groundswell.
So
yeah.
But yet it's so simple. Okay, it's almost, if you will, it's almost a reminder of what you already know, ingrained in your system, of what you should be doing for yourself in certain differing degrees, with the concentration on one thing versus the other, right? I mean, I've said this on the show before. For me, that 5 minutes in the morning where I basically spray that eucalyptus spray, in the shower, where I basically take the time to use a brush and shaving cream to actually do a safety razor shave versus a disposable razor. It sounds very little, but it sets the whole tone of my day. And if I can get in about a 10 to 15 minute meditation before that, just stillness, then my whole day is different. And everybody I interact with, my reaction to them is different.
And you know, now you're getting me more serious. Two things are happening as I'm getting this massage done. Not only am I getting relaxed.
I really don't want to know.
No, that's not happening.
TMI.
What else is happening? I feel quieter.
Yeah.
Rod's always trying to get me to shut up during the show. I'm being kind of quiet here.
Scott, can you come every week?
I'm here.
And I had to think back. My first knee-jerk reaction was I don't do anything. The one thing I really do, I have an old-fashioned hammock in the back of my yard, and I love to go out there on the weekends or any chance I get. and I don't bring the radio, I don't bring anything, I don't read out there, I just sit out there and listen. I close my eyes. I don't sleep. My wife thinks I sleep, but I just sort of go into this zone, and it's kind of listening to the birds, listening to the breeze. And I used to take my daughter out there, and I'd say, listen to this. And she'd say, I don't hear anything. I say, exactly. But don't you hear this? Don't you hear that cricket wave? I don't hear anything, Dave. Can we go back in and turn the TV on and turn the thing on? Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever... I am so anti-noise. So being in a profession where I talk all day long and hear sound, for me to disconnect, it's complete silence.
You know, I actually, for years and years, was... I had a memory, and it was smell-related, right, mm-hmm. from growing up when I was a child. And I could visualize the plants that were in the garden. And the plants that were in the garden were actually lantanas, mm-hmm. okay, the multicolor-headed lantanas. Mm-hmm. For years and years and years, I would lean over because I'm trying to re-find that smell. Mm-hmm. And I kept, you know, everything I'd come across, I would smell whatever. And I must have leaned over and smelled the flower of the lantana so many friggin' times mm-hmm. and never connected with that. Accidentally rubbed against the leaves of the lantana, mm-hmm. and that's where the smell is, okay?
So you're actually getting kind of choked up talking about
it,
and that's okay.
Well,
that's,
I think I need some more Spa Girl. But
that's true.
But the thing about it that was interesting is, why was that my reference? Because it made perfect sense. When I was a toddler, and I'm running around in the garden, I'm brushing against the leaves of the lantana, yeah. and that's where the smell was. So for years and years, over two decades, basically, I kept trying to find the smell from childhood, and it was always under my nose.
Back to your childhood and find that
so
smell.
So when I bought my place in San Clemente, the very, very first thing I did was plant a whole bunch of lantanas. Okay, and every morning when I woke up, and then some gardenias, because I also have that kind of as a reference from childhood. And so every morning when I walk out my house, I actually brush my hand against the lantana bush.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And smell the lantanas, and it puts me in a mindset. And then if I happen to have a gardenia that's a... Or jasmine is the same, but gardenias, especially ones that are like, there's an Amy style.
It's so beautiful.
The smell is so scented, amazing. I take one and I put it in my air conditioning duct in the car. Mm-hmm. And again, we're running around, we're busy, we're dealing with stuff, I'm on job sites, stressful construction issues come up, and then I get in my car. And it's my escape pod between that stop and the next stop where I can re-anchor and get down, you know, kind of to a level where I can now sustain myself for the rest of the day. So small things like that.
It's like the simple daily celebrations that you can do.
Yes.
Kickstarts you and keeps your attitude.
Right.
And
I've had many people say about
day.
Cooking. I don't feel that way about cooking. Cooking to me seems like a chore, but I know a number of other people find mm-hmm. joy in cooking and preparing something like mm-hmm. that. I always wished I could do something with my hands, to be an artisan of some sort, to make a chair, to make a vase or something, or to paint, to have some satisfaction.
You actually
like that.
Do. You do it when you're talking.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes,
maybe.
That's your craft.
Yeah.
And your craft goes back.
Wow.
Yeah, your graph goes back all the way to when
storytelling.
You were
yeah.
when you were in college, right? When you were running a radio station.
Well, I've always been a storyteller.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love stories. I love listening to stories, and I love telling stories.
So I appreciate you extending the show. I really do. And I
well,
do.
This had to.
You have to tell
we
us
had to
yours.
Slow down,
huh?
You have to tell us yours in addition to.
Well,
anything else?
No, I think family is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I recharge when I go see my nephews, or I spend time. I'm fortunate enough to have my parents close by and still alive. So I of late it's been that as a reminder for me, and finding reason to go engage with my dad during the course of the week rather than just at family outings. I mean, we do the Sunday lunch with the parents almost every week.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But, yes. Yeah, because, I mean, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, right? So
right.
so you really need to appreciate, to your point, Scott, with the being in the now, you need to appreciate now what you may have because tomorrow you may not have it, right? And do what you can and allocate time. A friend of mine said to me a few years ago, make time for your friends before time takes your friends.
Mm.
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
So how do we take time to do this? We're going to go around the room. Tell us how we can find Spa Gregory.
Yeah, whatever
online,
it is
where
that,
we can go.
Whatever it is that is giving to yourself that yet your customized, custom tailored wellness, whatever that means.
Well, and these are all services that are available and out there.
Do.
Yeah, right.
And here's some of the things you could do. So Scott, how can they find you? How do they get started on that journey?
Well, I think personally that first off, come to Spa Gregory's, and that's not. I don't intend
be a
that.
Dope like me and tell this really was wonderful. It really, really was nice. It wasn't odd. It wasn't creepy. It wasn't strange. It didn't hurt.
And you went from "Don't touch me" to "Oh please,
don't stop."
This is one to "Don't stop." And I be honest, when I walked in, I had brought that aromatherapy product with me, and I thought, this guy doesn't even want to be touched. I'm certainly not putting anything on him.
That was what
and
did
then
it.
We got you there.
That smell was really what loosened me up here.
So nice. You had a hesitation with the first hug.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I want
so
to hug
I think
people
it may be
easily.
Time for you to get another hug.
Oh, well, let's hug for hours here. Now. how do we? And here's a very serious question. I don't think we can answer it in 2 minutes. We live in a world where everybody's terrified to have anybody touch their children. Because of all the horror stories we see. And yet, if children don't learn to be hugged, not just by the parents, but by friends and neighbors and others, teachers can't hug somebody else immediately. You're, don't hug my kid. Do, much less do a massage on a, I don't know, maybe not a 6-year-old, maybe a 16-year-old or something. So if you grow up with this notion, as I did, why do you think then suddenly that a stressed out 30-year-old or 40-year-old is going to release that and want to be hugged and touched?
Well, it goes back to where I was going in terms of coming to Spa Gregory's. When you're at a location like a Spa Gregory's and you're steeped in that environment, as an adult, you become a kinder, maybe perhaps a gentler person. And that kind of a culture is not necessarily, in my opinion, set by society's standard. It's set by your family's standard within your own household and how you teach your kids and how you nurture your kids.
My grandkid is all over me. He hangs on in a way that at first was a little uncomfortable, too. I mean, he hangs on me. He grabs on me. He climbs on me. He rolls on me. He sleeps on me. He does everything there. And I'm like, I don't know. And yet you're so conscious of creating whatever boundaries or whatever here, you know,
I think
does that sound weird, but it's just like all of a sudden kids are climbing all over you and you're
not ready
for it.
I think that it's just it's about setting the tone within your own lifestyle in your house. And when you have somebody who is a little bit pent up, perhaps like yourself, and you find a way and you find a way to de-stress, or you find that trigger that relaxes yourself, and you pass that through generations. This is something that you can't blame society for. It's more what is taught within the household, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So what we can do as Spa Gregory's is we can make the lifestyles a bit better for the adults and perhaps some of the older teens to pass that through generations instead of repeating a similar cycle that we learned, like Ed was referring to, the Superman syndrome. We all just don't talk. We go out there, work all day, and repeat the same cycle, have heart attacks, and then the next generation will continue from there. So that's what we do for society is we give back to society.
I wish
that
I could
way.
Call my friend, I won't even say his name, but he and I grew up together. He had a massive heart attack a couple years ago, and he was the ultimate type A. He went 24/7, I could do it forever until he blew up. And of all my friends, if I called him up right now, I will call him up today and say I had a massage, he'd be like, no way, I would never, ever, ever.
Oh, he can see it. It'll be videotaped on Facebook. And I tagged you in it, so he probably already knows.
Are you listening, John?
But you know, to your point, Paul, yes, we live in a society that has certain norms, or I should say, certain concerns and fears. Some of them legitimate.
Yeah, right.
And I think the word appropriate and in its right place applies in this case. But to Scott's point as well, is I think you decide that in your own family. You may not be hugging everybody on the street, but I think if your kids grow up with that being an acceptable behavior pattern with people that you have an affinity or a closeness to, then it's something that will be enriching in your life as you grow up because you won't have a phobia about it.
Yeah, right.
Right?
And as a therapist in the room with maybe that 16-year-old, 18-year-old, 80-year-old, my primary concern is that they feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So safety is the big word. If you feel safe, then it's all going to be fine.
I think that's a key. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. How do we reach Spa Gregory? How do we reach Spa Girl? How do we find all
this? Well, Spa Gregory's is simple. It's spagregorys.com. We're located in Newport Beach, which is in the Fashion Island area.
And do you spell it the normal way, or do you put an I-E at the end?
I-E-S.
I-E-S. So Gregor E-I-E at the end.
I-E-S. You got it. And we have the second location out in Rancho Santa Margarita, serving South Orange County, with Angel Brazil out there. Come see her.
Wow.
And you've got some specials coming up for Father's Day, right?
We do. And we'll have those promotions and specials listed online. But, Amanda, do you want to touch on at least a couple of the Father's Day items?
Yeah, and you know what, too? I was thinking the perfect way to kind of experience spa, if you've, you know, maybe are like Paul and a little bit hesitant, is mm-hmm. Global Wellness Day. We have some really cool stuff going on at both locations. So that's June 11th, and we're having events at Newport Beach. We're partnering with Yoga Smoga, which is a really...
Yoga Smoga? All right.
It's a really awesome yoga.
Amanda,
Carolina
put Paul down
promise.
For Yoga Smoga.
That's another one. I don't know that I've...
we'll get you to yoga.
I sort of have an interest, but I've never tried yoga.
Just say yes now.
Okay, yes. Okay.
We'll get you signed up.
I'll say yes to anything right now.
And in our Rancho Santa Margarita location, we're partnering with Cut Fitness. So lots of raffles. We're doing complimentary chair massages. We have a lot going on. It'll be a really fun day. Details will be on our website. And then, yeah, for Father's Day, the product that Angel is just using on Paul, Deep Blue, it's one of my favorite products. We're actually doing a special massage for Dad. So 90-minute Deep Blue massage, deep tissue, and Paul, you can speak to it. That
when
is a pretty amazing product.
When the aroma took over, I first thought, uh-oh, this is going to get weirder now here. We're going to put essential oils on me or something here. And yet that really started triggering. That's when I got serious and all of a sudden.
Well, it engaged more of your senses.
It did.
It immersed you even deeper into the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel kind of almost, I don't know if foggy is the right word, but detached maybe right now. I'm going to have to get re-fired up and, you know, we got another show here right after this and I got to get going and boom, 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 and we're going to be talking.
You get to decide how and when.
Okay. I get to decide. Nobody told me that.
So that's great. And again, it's www.spagregories, IES, not right. Y in the end,
G.com. I couldn't even spell Gregory right now.
And I definitely encourage everybody to go and check out the facilities. And it's one of the most wonderful group of people that I've ever had the pleasure to both work with and engage with.
Is
and
this
actually
expensive?
Get
is this affordable? I know affordable is a subjective term here, but is this, I don't know if you want to, what kind of rates, what does it run?
Definitely. And so one thing we have, too, available for every guest is an introductory offer. So come try us out. We do $20 off your first one-hour massage or facial. So we make it really affordable, and I promise you'll be in once, and then you'll be back every month.
The question is, can you afford not to once you know and realize what the benefits are? That's the question.
And that's what I feel about Spa Girl, too. Can I afford not to drink this? So how do they find that, and where are you at?
Yes. Since the first of the year, we're in over 51 locations on and off premise, from Los Angeles, Orange County, Palm Springs, and San Diego now.
And on and off premise is a restaurant term. So some of them are
restaurants,
where you can buy it and consume it there, or some of it you take it out. Right?
Yes.
Karen, can they buy it off online? Can they?
They can. We have quite a few retailers on our website that will sell directly. They ship across the country.
Why don't you give people your website?
It's Spa Girl Cocktails. www.spagirlcocktails.com.
Okay, great. And I just really want to thank everybody for being here and sharing their experience and their own personal preferences when it comes to wellness and self-care. And I want to remind everybody that, again, June 11th, it's always going to be the second Saturday of June. But June 11th of this year will be Global Wellness Day. So get online, go to www.globalwellnessday.org, take the pledge, look at the manifesto. Paul likes the word manifesto.
I love that. Revolutionary.
Right? So Paul endorses
power to
message,
the people.
Right. And it's power to yourself. Really.
Yeah.
And take a look at that. Take the pledge. If you're taking a walk that day, if you're even connecting with family that day, celebrate the day and remind yourself the importance of wellness in your life.
I hope this is as relaxing to listen to as it's been enjoyable and relaxing to do today here. I hope when people hear this, they get some sense of what, and I know you're detached from the experience, but this really is something. I can't say enough about it.
So I think with that,
yes,
as an adorable...
Oh, let's play a little adorable.
Let's play a little adorable. Yeah. I really like the song, Scott. I really wish you a lot of luck with it. I think everybody in here that we've been listening to, Karen, is like, I think it's happy, it's upbeat, it's got a good beat to it, And I think you're going to be surprised how well that song
does. And I can
dance
to it. No, isn't that what they said? American Dance?
And I want to thank you guys, too, Rod and Paul, both, for having us on, inviting us down here, so we can enjoy the space. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful.
It's our pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Great.
That's adorable to me. You're adorable. That's all I see. You could be the best thing that ever happened to me. When you rock the floor in the Kentucky moonlight, makes me want you more. I wanna kick it back with you, wanna sip it with you.